David Hayes is joining us from Lindsay Park. We haven't spoken to you on air for a while. Dave, good morning.
Nice to be on the show, Andrew. Not to be ignored.
I tell you something. Lots have happened in your life since we last spoke. Your son's played a few games in AFL for the Bulldogs. You must be thrilled, you and Prue.
Absolutely thrilled. He's hard to make the team, and he's playing today against Geelong and played the last 5 weeks, so very proud of him.
He's going well, and he would have, you know, got a few of those skills off his old man in his football days.
Yeah, speak up, Ronnie. I didn't quite hear.
I remember we've been to Lindsay Park twice, and you picked us up. We went past that Gawler Oval there, and the first year you told me you kicked 5 goals there, and the next year it was 8.
It's called a hazeration.
I was just going to say, sorry, Duff. It's a great story. I also want to mention, Dave, and I know the tweets have been out very much around Bob Hawke, the history of Bob Hawke in such a sad time. But I know that he spent some close time with your father.
Yeah, he was one of Dad's really good mates, and there wouldn't be many Saturdays go by where we didn't speak to Bob in the morning.
I was just going to say, did he ring for the Saturday tips?
Yeah, always. They had a great friendship, and Dad always spoke so highly of Bob, and I had a bit to do with him as well. So I love watching all the retro stuff on him, and he'll be sadly missed.
Racing in South Australia, it's not good at the moment, is it?
The carnival, I think, has been good, Ron, but... Yeah. It definitely needs the government to put their hand up and support them and get them on a level playing field with the other states. They're just slipping behind, and, you know, people are leaving en masse, so soon they won't have an industry if they're not careful.
Yeah. Two runners in Sydney, Espanola, pretty dominant at Wagga, and was quite solid in his first preparation as well.
Yes, his win at Wagga was excellent. And he looks like he's trained on, and it looks a good race for him, I thought.
Happy enough with him?
Yeah, very happy. Settled in there well and ticking along nicely.
A better draw today. Could he race that length or so closer?
He surprised us how far back he got the other day. I think it was just made a bit of a mistake out of the gate.
Yep.
I wouldn't think he'd get that far back.
Okay. You'd rather run a Shikora? She did enough first up?
Good first up run. Was the... I think one of the better closing sectionals of the race, and she's trained on a little bit further. Got a bit of a gate which will force us to go back again. So hopefully they go fast enough to allow her to pick them up late.
Have your Sydney numbers increased? You seem to be having more runners lately.
Yeah, look, we've got a 12-horse stable there, and we're trying to have regular runners. The stake money's just too good to ignore.
Mm. Just quickly on Flemington, you got two nice chances in the first, Independent Road. Did he hit the line at the East Taboo and La Luciola?
Yeah, they both had one run, and they've both, La Luciola ran well at Flem, and Independent Road came from last to Bendigo, another stride he would have won. So both look like they're looking for 1400 and progressive types, I think.
Ocean Deep in race two, tough win from her last start.
Yeah, like she won at last. She'd run a heap of placings in the prep, and she's been up a long time, but she looks like she's holding her form.
Okay. Separate, going great this prep.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit unlucky in Adelaide the other day. Got caught wide, got a good gait and a feather weight. I like him today.
Race 5 in Baha. I don't mind him at odds, third up 1400.
Yeah, she's a runner-up in a Blue Diamond. We'll probably just ride a patient and see if she can charge home. But it's been a long time between drinks, Ronnie.
Yeah. How's Boom Time ticking along?
I reckon he's about to hit a bit of form. He ran a lot better than first up, second up. And 2000 is his go at Flemington. He loves that. And last time when he ran so well second up, he had a Japan Cup prep, so he's a lot more forward than he was this prep.
Okay. Is there a winner in Adelaide, Fastnet Tempest, maybe?
Look, he's a last start winner. I thought he'd run really well. He's probably our best, I think.
Beautiful.
Fast and Tempest running in Adelaide, scratched out of Melbourne. Good on you, Dave. Good luck today with all of them.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.